Hi everyone, this is Arina, and my new guest today is Yulia, a permanent makeup artist from Bellevue, Washington. Hi, Yulia.
Hi, Arina.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. So we are going to talk about permanent makeup industry, about your career as a permanent makeup artist. Tell me a little more about your background, please.
It's a good question. My background, it feels like all my life I was doing something to be the best, or at least somewhere there. First it was an art school, and I draw the portraits.
Where did you go to an art
school? In my hometown.
Okay.
In Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
And after, I got a master's degree in philosophy and psychology.
That's interesting.
So it really helps when I'm working with the clients.
Okay.
I can listen. I have good intuition, and I could feel and kind of understand people's behavior,
mm-hmm.
and sensor their what they're like, how they usually doing their makeup. And
mm-hmm.
for example, if it's a shy girl and she asks me for something bright,
oh, yes.
I will try to change mm-hmm. her mind.
Okay, so that helps with customer service.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's great.
And after I was 7 years in professional makeup industry,
mm-hmm.
I was a makeup artist on the fashion shows, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Show Week in Moscow, and I was a makeup artist for NBC Universal Studio.
Okay.
And after, it's, yeah.
Did you start doing makeup in Seattle or there in your hometown?
I started here.
Okay.
And I started fast. Because as soon as I got my social security number, I had an idea that in a short time, I had to start work. I'm a single mm-hmm. mom. I came here with a daughter, and I was thinking, what can I do to not put too much money at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
To not go to school about like a year or 2 years. So,
yeah, so you have
what can I do? Like, I already can.
Mm-hmm.
But just take a little more trainings. And my friends recommend me
mm-hmm.
to go in permanent makeup. And I was like, no way. I saw that blue blue
colors.
Eyebrows. I'm not going to do this to people. And they say, maybe it's a mistake. Like, you're an artist and maybe you will do better. And actually doing makeup,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking like, how, if I would do permanent makeup, how can I fix those mistakes?
Okay.
Because it's on a people's face and it's
and
kind
semi-permanent.
Of
semi-permanent.
Yeah, and what should I do to
mm-hmm.
fix that and make them happy?
And when was that? When did you start?
4 years ago.
How long was your training?
My training was really fast.
Mm-hmm.
It was just 7 days.
Oh.
Yeah, and I started working, and I figured that some things not really working,
mm-hmm.
and I started doing online classes and more practice, and I went in Las Vegas on conference, PMU conference, and I learned a lot from there. Also, I flew to Florida on a
mm-hmm.
championship.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
So, and I look at girls' work, and I saw and like, I choose the best work,
mm-hmm.
and after I'm like, okay, I want to talk to artists who did this.
Oh, so what needle?
Yes, it was like the best training in my life. So
that's awesome.
I talked to the best artists, and they're like excited,
mm-hmm.
and they're sharing their experience.
Okay,
and their secrets.
Oh.
So I'm still. It's an industry when you're always doing trainings.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. Probably new techniques, new trends all the time. And do you remember how much you had to invest to start out?
Yes. It was for the start, I had exactly amount on my bank account. It was $7,200. And that was kind of the sign. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, I have exactly amount.
You're very brave. That's awesome. And now it's a full studio. You offer classes. You take clients.
Yes.
So 4 years later.
And I started doing areolas tattoo, and mm-hmm. I do this for free after breast cancer survivors, and I'm doing SMP. I flew to California mm-hmm. to start working on that. And what else, like different techniques and
Nana eyebrows. Like
different schools. Nana eyebrows was actually the thing when I just start working. Mm-hmm. Not working, even think about PMU. I was like, okay, there are millions and tons of PMU artists. Like,
yes.
How should I be different?
Mm-hmm.
Why people will come in my office? And by accident, I found this technique mm-hmm. in Europe, and it calls hair replication or Nana eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, here's the thing. Like, I don't know anybody in Washington who is doing this. And I will be the first.
That's
and
great.
I was.
Awesome. And do you train now for Nana eyebrows?
Yes. Yeah, I do online trainings.
Mm-hmm.
I do personal trainings. I have students from California, Chicago, and Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So with that, what do you think, what does it take to become a good burn makeup artist? What do you have to have?
Number one, it's love. Every artist should love people.
Mm-hmm.
Should love women, should love people, should be patient and realize that you need to talk, to have all kinds of conversations, starts from their problems and be patient with them because it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Love, it's a lot. Like you think it's kind of like, you're just tattooing and mm-hmm. client goes away. But this is a procedure. It's not like manicure or esthetician
yes.
like facials. It's a client that you're doing procedure and it's gone for 2 years. And
sometimes
you have to
longer.
Build, yeah, sometimes longer. You have to build those kind of relationships that this person will stuck with you.
Mm-hmm. What else? What skills? Not probably everyone is good at, let's say, makeup or not a good artist. Should they try burn makeup?
Absolutely. Everybody can do that. It's not something ridiculously difficult. It's pretty easy. It's needle, it's
mm-hmm.
skin, and it's color. You should be good with the colors and figure, like, if it's a thick and oily skin,
mm-hmm.
you go warmer with the colors. Basically things
mm-hmm.
just, but it's not too much. It's really easy
okay.
to learn.
So you don't have to be a perfect artist to do that.
No, you don't have to be a perfect artist to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, what obstacles have you met learning permanent makeup? What was difficult? What you had to overcome?
So when I just started, for example, lips,
mm-hmm.
it was so difficult. I was thinking to quit this procedure. I'm like, I'm not going to do this anymore
okay.
because like lips start swelling so fast. And if you don't fix the line
mm-hmm.
at the after the first pass, like you can lose the sketch. And
mm-hmm.
And after I just tried different needles and try to make it works because it's a challenge. I'm
mm-hmm.
that kind of person. If everything is easy, it's not interesting.
Oh, okay.
So these little tricks actually warm up my interest.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by trying different needles? When you go through training, don't they give you all the information?
Unfortunately, what works for one artist
mm-hmm.
for some reason, maybe somebody's probably somebody's light hander, somebody's a heavy hander, and you need to use different needles and different machine. Or sometimes I think they're like keeping secrets from their students, you know, so they don't give all information to not grow their
competition,
correct.
And how do you think a good training should look like for perm makeup? How many days, how many models?
I think the good trainer should be kind enough to not put in scare and depression your student.
Because it's difficult.
Yeah,
already.
Sometimes they're crying, they're like too excited and too scary. But also, it's not the thing, like when you see the mistake, you have to tell. You can't see the mistakes and say, oh, good job, you can do it, like, you did great. You can't do that. You have to point at the mistakes and maybe write it down and give 5 today mistakes and 5 tomorrow. Not in a row.
And learn how to fix them next time.
And the second thing I think very important, your student have to feel that he can trust you and he can call you. So I'm not do the distance between them. I'm trying to make all this thing like a friendship. So they can count on me.
And is there a number of days models you can recommend to have before you start doing it on your own, on real people?
It depends. There are no certain number, because for some student it should be about 20 models, for another 50. I got 4 models before I start working on my own.
Wow. Did you make a lot of mistakes?
I try to always stay in the right shape. So in this case, you can fix your mistakes as soon as you're in shape. So don't go too far from natural lines and you're safe.
And people do eyebrows, eyeliners, lips. Where would you recommend to start? What is the easiest?
The easiest part, and I'm always recommend my new students from zero to start with the eyebrows and lips, shadow shading for eyebrows and lips, because it's kind of the same thing for your hand. It's the same type of strokes. And after, you can go on the eye. It's not really scary how it sounds.
I don't believe you. Do you think you can learn it online?
Yes, I had this experience. I have a friend in Europe, and I
trained her,
yeah, online. So she is actually an artist, but she never touched the machines or needle, and it was from the beginning for her, and she's doing great.
But it has to be something one-on-one. Not that you buy online course or you do just watch YouTube videos. People do that sometimes.
Yes, I know. I think for the beginning, for the beginners, it's a good thing to start with something like one-on-one. And after, you can take more classes and be the part of the group. But first, you don't want to feel worse than others. You don't need to be afraid to ask questions and look stupid. What all other students will tell.
Has anything changed in this industry over years? Techniques, trends?
Yes, thank God. We're changing from microblading to nano eyebrows, and I can see, and this is a good thing, because microblading, it's, I don't like this procedure. It's a little knife, and 90% of my clients who's coming after microblading, they have scars.
Yeah, because it's too harsh on the skin.
Yeah, it's too harsh and it's too deep. You can't feel where are you. You can't draw soft lines. It's mostly like just solid lines.
Mm-hmm. What was the first, microblading or microshading?
It's hard to tell. I think shadow shading was first.
Mm-hmm.
It starts like maybe 30 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when those cool bikers started. And after, like, it grows and machine changed and needle. Now you have exactly equipment for the face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more gentle. It's the machine softer, the needle thinner, the pigment not so concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody try to create the pigments which can just fade away in 2 years. And this is a good thing. Sometimes I can hear the questions like, "Oh, I remember those old days when eyebrows last for 10 years and I was like, "Do you like the color of those 10 years old? It's never good. And now everything changed in semi-permanent, like for 2 years, and it's good. And our face, I had experience, I did the eyebrow for the woman, and in 4 years I don't know what changed, maybe something personal in her life, maybe the age, but her face changed. And now, like, it's a good thing that she don't have the old shape, and she came recently and we're doing like a new shape, and we talk about this now. Yeah. Like, remember, like, it was here, the tail was here, and now we need it's like in a different place.
Oh, yeah, it should not last years and years. So why do people still choose microblading?
Clients?
Clients or artists? And artists, both.
It's a funny story I can tell. A couple of years ago, before Vegas conference, we had all group chat artists who will come on the conference. And I met a couple girls and I asked them, "Why do you do microblading? You know about Nana eyebrows, right?"
Mm-hmm.
They're like, "Yes, we do know. So why you don't change your technique?" And they're like, "Who cares? Clients just come. Why do we need to spend more money on different machine?" Or and this is really hard. Like, it takes about 1 year to do a good hair strokes. And they don't want to do new investments. It's like, you know, clients coming, like, why should I change it? And clients, they don't know the difference. They just want to, like, almost every client come and ask, "Can you please do something natural?" He has no idea about technique, pigments.
Definitely.
Like, I just want a good looking eyebrows.
Explains. And so you don't like microblading. What other services you is a no-no for you in permanent makeup?
I don't like blush, shading blushes.
Okay, why?
And foundations and concealer under eye, because in those kind of colors, there are a lot of white pigment.
Meaning
in the time, all our other pigments like yellow and reddish will goes. And white will stay always in your skin. So in a couple years, you're not going to see purple or pinkish blushes. You will see just gray spot.
Oh, that sounds terrible. So it doesn't go away in a couple of years?
White pigment almost never goes away. It's really sticky. It stays in the skin for a long time.
That's scary. And can you remove it somehow?
Laser. About 6 to 9 session of laser.
And that's probably very painful and expensive.
Yes, it's painful.
And, you know, there's a service, it's kind of very popular now, BB Glow, semi-permanent foundation.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That's a lot of white carbon in there, white pigment. And also with the blushes especially, like, you want to see blush on your face on a perfect texture skin, right?
Yes.
Blush always goes on foundation. So mm-hmm. what's the point do permanent blushes, but you still need to put foundation. So you kind of cover and you put it on again.
Oh, yeah.
It's like wrong.
Yeah, doesn't make sense. Okay. Then what's your favorite service? What do you like
my
the most?
Favorite Nana eyebrows.
Nana eyebrows.
And lips.
Lips.
It's so convenient.
okay. And probably change a face.
Yeah. When you heard from especially women in age, they say, mm-hmm. oh my God, on yoga class, I just wipe my face. Mm-hmm. And after I realized that I have only one eyebrow on my face. So it makes people happy. I can see all those reviews on my Google account mm-hmm. and all those messages and smiles. It's mm-hmm. it's blessing.
It's very convenient. That's true. And what's the longest service you do?
All my services I'm doing in an hour and a half.
Even lips and Nana eyebrows.
Everything.
Very fast.
Yeah. So, and if it's two procedure, mm-hmm. I'm finishing in 2.5 hours.
And when you started, was it the same speed?
Or no.
How much time did it take?
At the beginning, it was 3 hours for one procedure. Okay. Exhausting. It shouldn't be like this. Mm-hmm. If you're doing everything right and you use the right equipment, mm-hmm. it shouldn't take too long. And also, nobody wants that. It's not good for clients. Mm-hmm. It's not good for artists because he's getting tired. Yes. And like losing this feeling. Mm-hmm. So it needs to be in 2 hours. So that's the goal. If you're doing longer, something wrong. And actually now I'm offering, I can't say it's class, but I'm offering this service when I'm selling 2 hours of, let me tell you what. I said, you can record how mm-hmm. you do your procedure,
yes.
send it to me, and I will look how you do what you use and correct a little bit. I had this experience with the one girl. She lives in Marysville, and mm-hmm. she finished very expensive classes in Miami. And after she called me, we met each other on a conference, and she called me mm-hmm. and she's like, Yulia, please help me because I spent so much money, but I can't start. Like, I'm working, but it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
The pigment not lasts in the skin. And like, this is so frustrating. I'm crying. Like, I spend a lot of money and it mm-hmm. doesn't work. And just on a phone call, I said, okay, tell me, what needle do you use? Mm-hmm. What machine do you use? What pigment? I'm like, okay, change the needle, change this, change that. And after she's like, oh my God, this is a completely different story.
Yeah, that worked.
That worked.
That's awesome. And when you do something wrong shape, wrong color, or the color turns greenish, bluish, weird shade, what can be done to remove or to fix?
Every day I have to change somebody's mistake. And sometimes client called me and said, I already have tattoo. Can mm-hmm. you do cheaper? Just like a little addings, nothing special. And like, let me see. And almost every time it's a wrong shape, it's a wrong color mm-hmm. and work on old tattoo. Way more difficult than just on a clean skin. And there are a couple options. There are laser, there are removal, and there are color correction. So mm-hmm. for example, it's a simple color theory. Like if you see blue eyebrows, mm-hmm. you can put orange mm-hmm. and it's going to be brown.
Oh, okay. And as long as the shape is good.
As long as the shape is good. But if you need to add, it's possible. So you change the color mm-hmm. of old tattoo. You're adding a new and using normal color. And like in a couple of years, my pigment will goes away and you will still see that old tattoo. So like perfectly just remove mm-hmm. and do it all over again. But I don't know, client just wanted now.
you mean remove with a laser?
Yes, laser or removal.
Can lasers remove everything, every pigment, every...
Good laser, yes.
Okay, and how expensive is it?
It's about 150 for procedure. It's not too super expensive, but it takes like time. You have to see all those changes for 6 months. So okay.
Oh.
Because lasers see one type of color. Mm-hmm. Today you can remove cool color. Mm-hmm. In the months, you can remove warm color.
Oh,
so
wow.
Sometimes, yeah.
Thanks a lot. And again, it's painful.
Yeah, it's painful.
That's scary.
Yeah, I had a client, she came last year, and her eyebrows were super, like, close to each other. And I said, I can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple months ago, she came with a clean skin. Yeah, and I asked her, where did you do that? So now I have a office when I can, mm-hmm, where I can send my clients.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is it in Seattle?
They have three offices, Seattle, Bellevue, and I think Shoreline.
Oh, that's good. Because as I understand correctly, it used to be pretty much only Portland.
Yes, yes. It used to be Oregon. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. Do you think there is any difference between burn makeup market in Washington State, in Seattle, and the rest of the country, maybe the rest of the world?
Kind of. It's same with the clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, where we're going, Florida, like, oh my God, there's so many colors and so many choices of like different dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And in Seattle, it's pretty grayish, bluish, boring thing. So it's the thing, because 8 months in a year, mm-hmm, it's rainy.
Yeah.
And people don't have this excitement to look good. Like it's rainy.
Get the color.
Yeah.
And what about Europe? Is it different there?
Yes. The difference between quality of tattoo, mm-hmm, industry, I think because in Europe, trainers, they are more straight. They are more tough. They will tell you, like, this is not good. This is the mistake. In, mm-hmm, US, it's more like they try to be correct. Politically correct, any kind of correction. You know, like they're very soft and, mm-hmm, they afraid to scare you. And they just say it's good, but it's not mostly. When you're learning, you want to know your mistakes. That's why in Europe it's more. It looks good. It stay longer.
I think quality. It's more advanced.
More advanced, yeah.
Is there any difference between techniques? Does anyone in Europe do, let's say, microblading?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Those people are popular? Everywhere.
Is it that popular like it's here?
No. No, microblading kind of.
What is trendy here in the United States and in Washington State? What techniques, styles?
Natural. You will always hear this word natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like 80% of clients.
But that's good.
That's good. Like the perfect makeup, the makeup, mm-hmm, who nobody can see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the best trend. I never do something what's fashionable,
mm-hmm,
for now. Oh, it's this shape. It's in the fashion. Like I will use this. It's not going to work. Like I always look at the character. Proportion, if you have a tall forehead or like your cheeks, your eyes, like you can fix, you can change the face and make it 10 years younger with the right eyebrow shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's our eye always compare things. That's, mm-hmm, how our brain works. And young people, they have a thick eyebrows, and, mm-hmm, older ladies, they have pretty thin line.
It was so popular back then.
Yes, and I have a theory why. Because that time when makeup appeared, women want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
all this blue eyeshadow and yeah, and kind of eyebrows was too much. Mm-hmm. So it was
Maybe, but now it's getting back.
And now it's getting back. Nobody wants to use blue shadow, thank God.
But thin eyebrows.
But not thin.
Thin, very thin eyebrows. It's very trendy in Europe now.
I never seen that. It's all about nature and makeup, natural and makeup. Also, all trends like natural, mm-hmm. and natural. Like you will never see kid with a thin or young lady with a thin eyebrows. So, back to that conversation. When our eyes compare things, mm-hmm. and you can see like a woman, young woman, but with a thin eyebrows. It adds her 10 years, mm-hmm. like automatically. Because like our eyes works like that. It compare, okay, she has this, this, mm-hmm. and it comes to old generation. And opposite, I can show you hundreds of old ladies, mm-hmm. Who come with the thin eyebrows, and I make it a little wider.
Mm-hmm. The difference is a lot.
And they look younger.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to see that.
And also this space between your eye, mm-hmm. and eyebrow, if it's too big, it makes your eyes smaller. So you don't want to really this big space, your lid, mm-hmm. upper lid shouldn't be too tall. It makes your eye smaller.
So that's eyebrows. What about lips? Can you make you look younger with permanent makeup on lips? Can you make them bigger? Can it replace the filler, for example?
Good question. It can replace the filler. Mm-hmm. It's not about volume. It's about color. And it's really good for scar tissue. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of clients with skin cancer, different scars when they fell down when they were younger, and they mm-hmm. have scars on the lips and there are no pigment. So for those kind of thing, asymmetry, put more color when you lose your own pigment and your lips kind of your skin color. Mm-hmm. So it makes your face fresh, mm-hmm. and younger. You don't feel sick, because it's a thing like when you're too white, when your lips, mm-hmm. The same color as your skin, mm-hmm. everybody start asking, you feel good? Do you feel good? Something mm-hmm. wrong? Like you feel sick a little. Mm-hmm. So you really need this, a little bit of color on your lips to look healthy.
Why cannot it replace the volume if you, filler, if you can draw over the line, let's say, how people do that sometimes?
Yeah, it's not the good thing, because over the line, mostly it's a pores, mm-hmm. and it's a different texture. And in that part of skin, pigment will stay longer and it will look different. Yeah, it will look different. And I never do that unless like somebody really ask me and paying twice price. I'm not a big fan to make it over the line.
Maybe just a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, just a little, mm-hmm. to make it more symmetrical. Or, for example, you have a pigment here and here and it's nothing in between. Mm-hmm. Of course, you will feel this spot.
Got it. What would you recommend to a beginner who wants to start the career in permanent makeup?
I would recommend to find the best trainers and to find the opportunity.
But how to find the best trainers? We talked about that. She needs to be kind, and what else? Offer support after the course?
Absolutely, you need support after the course. Absolutely, you need to see her works, her personal works. You know, now I'm seeing the thing. All trainers, they're like all talking on mm-hmm. Instagram. They're giving advices, they're showing their classes, how their student work. And I'm like, wait a second, where is your work? you know, and sometimes I can't even find it. So you
that's
have
actually true,
right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. What do you think is different between you? What makes you unique as a trainer?
I don't think I'm unique.
Semi-unique, okay.
I want to see my student good work. I'm not okay if I will see after training with me, it's not working or he's doing a bad job. I want him to be successful and be proud of him. I think that's why maybe like I'm not jealous. I'm not afraid to lose my clients, to lose work. I never think about that. I just want him be successful. And in a year, he's like, yeah, Yulia was that girl. Like,
So how do you train?
Personal or online?
Everything.
For personal training, clients come to my office and I'm doing 3 days of theory. After a couple times, they come and see how I work. They can record this and ask me questions and enjoy the process and look how it looks like. And after, my student practice on latex at home
fake
with
skin.
Me. Yeah, and I'm checking his latex and the shape, and I have a sketchbook with a different kind of faces. So we talk about all the shape, because the shape is important. I mentioned that you can do mistake, but as long as you're in the shape, you're good, you're safe.
Is it difficult to practice on fake skin? Is it the same?
No, unfortunately. But your hand get used to this move. And you kind of feel how long your needle, what should you do with machine to make the needle longer and shorter, like what's those difference, and kind of like start feeling that.
I've seen people practicing on pig skin and bananas.
It has nothing to do with the real skin.
So it's the same as practicing on fake skin.
Sometimes I let my students practice on me first. to touch, so I can feel. I know what how painful it should be.
Okay.
So I can say, no, you're too deep. No, push harder. So they started on my eyebrows most of the time.
With the pigment or without?
Both.
Wow. Very
with the pigment, because you wanna see if it stays or not.
So after they've done practicing on fake skin, torturing you, what else do they do after?
And after models.
Models.
I'm not spend too much time on the practice and the homework. It's a good thing, but you want a real thing. You want a real skin, and you need to feel the difference as fast as possible between thin skin, thick skin. Old pigment, pores, all those kind of things, like as fast as possible.
And then after taking, I assume, few models, they go on their own?
Yes.
And contact you if anything is wrong?
Yes. They can call me. They always ask me, okay, Yulia, here's my client and she wants this kind of eyebrows. What do you recommend? What pigment? What should I mix? And I give them advice. And after, I can look at the picture after and say,
give the feedback. Do you do group training? So it's always one-on-one?
One-on-one.
Why not the group training?
I think for me, I had experience when it was one-on-one and the group training. And when I was in the group, most of the time, like 4 hours from eight, we spent on thing I already know. And I don't want to hear this again. And like kind of, I want to ask the questions I need. And same here, when my student come and I'm like, okay, do you know the difference between warm and cold colors? If she say, yeah, I said, okay, build me the shape of the eyebrow. And if I see it's a perfect shape, why should I spend 8 hours on telling her what's the difference between yellow and blue?
So you can customize depending on their background and skills already.
Yeah, it makes me so mad when I was in school and we spent so much time, so many hours on things like I already know. Like, come on,
feels like a waste of time.
Yeah.
And what about online trainings?
Online trainings, it's a tricky thing for me when I already know most of the thing. Not all, nobody can know everything, but most of the thing. It's easy, like, okay, she's doing this speed on the machine, she's using that pigment, that's all I need. And it's perfect. Mm-hmm. I don't have to fly somewhere, it's not expensive, it's really fast. And this is good for those kind of artists who already know the basic things. And if you like from zero, and I would recommend personal training.
And what about the equipment? How much do you need to invest in the machine, pigments?
Can I back to previous question?
Yeah. Yes, you may.
I have had a student yesterday and she's really good. She's very talented. And we did the shaping for the lips and everything, and I just turn around to take the pigment and I already see how she draw, how she doing the mapping with the red pen all over the lip. Just 1 second I turn around and she's doing, like, it's not a big deal, it's gonna be just hard for her, it's not gonna affect the result, but it will, like, takes longer, like. And when it's group class, like, I can just imagine how you walking in the audience and all those artists who's doing, like, their mistakes, and I can't control. I can't say, no, just, like, not like this, fix that.
So what was wrong with her doing that with the red pen?
It's complicated. it's inner problem, so... Nobody will understand. Nobody will understand.
Okay.
And about equipment, it's not really expensive. You basically need two machines. Each.
Why two?
One of them, it's pretty light and soft. It's for eyebrows. And another for everything else. It's stronger and it's more heavy. So just two machines, it's about 3,000 pigments. On the for the beginning, it can be about maybe $500, 2,000, and needles about 1,000. I'm bad in math, but in 10,000, you can set up your office.
So you think of basic kit would be about 10,000.
Yeah.
You mean with the bed and furniture? Okay. And do you have to have a lot of shades for pigments?
You can mix it. You don't need to have all of them.
Oh.
It's easy to mix and it's better to mix.
And you can mix to match the colorful lipstick that they want. Can you?
Of course. Sometimes you need to mix four pigments to get the right color. And but it's not the lipstick thing. It's more like you can guarantee the color because it depends how deep your blood vessels. You like your skin. It's thick. It's thin. It's kind of like very, very close. Mm-hmm. But it's always a chance to a little... changes.
Something different.
But we have touch-up session and we can fix that, make it cooler, darker, lighter.
What excites you the most about your job? About your career?
With a client or career, basically?
Just in general. What do you like about being a permanent makeup artist and a trainer?
I want to help those people who are struggling with the problems and can't work. And I want to make them feel the relief. You know, like when you see somebody stressed and you help to just leave this stress, and it's like you can tell, like your student starts smiling, he's happy as a client. Like, smile is everything. When you see somebody's happy, that's all you need. It doesn't matter if it's a client or it's a student.
Are they always happy?
Yes, mostly.
Sometimes not.
It's very rare. It's very rare. And unfortunately, people has different problems and mentally things. So if they ask you, for example, to draw the eyebrow in this area or make it something ridiculous shape, like, you can't make it happen, right? So and you can't make it happen, and he's not going to be happy.
No matter what. Do you have any tips how to deal with these difficult clients?
It so depends. Like, so difficult. There, it depends. Like, you should feel the person. What's her problem? I had experience when you just need to listen, be quiet, don't say anything. Yes, I understand, and this is enough. Sometimes you can say, I can fix it. Or you can find another artist, and you will find what
you better match.
Yeah, a better match. It really depends. You just need to feel what this client wants. Maybe he wants money back, man. Maybe he just want to talk. Maybe he just want to make all this situation stressful a little bit. And as soon as, like, you show him that you're stressed, you're really stressed, he's like, oh, okay, that's what I needed. And
so you're trying to accommodate as much as possible. And have you found this work-life balance?
Not really.
any tips?
I'm trying. It's really hard because I like to travel a lot. And when I go somewhere, it's usually for a week. And I realize if I wouldn't be able to work for 7 or more days, I need kind of to take that money before.
Yeah, so work a lot before.
I need to work a lot before, and evenings and weekends. So I'm just like working, relax.
How many hours do you work now? How many days?
I work 5-6 days a week. And it's about 8 to 10 hours a day.
Oh, that's a lot. And my very last question, where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5 years?
I see myself somewhere on a stage, talking, giving advices, showing my story, showing my classes, sharing my life experience, work experience, and be helpful if somebody needs me to talk, to say something. I want to be that person who help.
Well, I definitely think you will be there in a few years.
Thank you. Especially for girls. It's a lot of singles, mom. And it's really hard to start making money when you have a kids, when you're like a woman, girl, and everything's so expensive, and it's really hard to find yourself. So I would say, if you feel that you are an artist, try PMU.
You think it's a good opportunity?
It's in a short period of time with the minimum expenses, you can get very good money at the end, really fast.
That's good, but you need to work a lot for that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for being
here. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.